This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you on a Tuesday. Feeling good, having a conversation about Sean's socks. Everything's normal on this Tuesday.
Not Sean's socks.
Oh, sorry, Seth's socks.
Yeah, you'll hear it at Confessions. That's a vertical tease.
I don't know what Sean's socks look like.
I don't wear socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today we learned
about each other.
Stay away from his shoes.
I'm one of the cool kids. Now, my feet don't stink. They're pretty and they smell
That's
great.
Exactly what people say. That's exactly what people say when you smell their shoes. They stink.
No. My feet are pretty and they smell great.
Man,
you want to try it?
As much as you be on that boat and out working
you
and
see
all
it.
That stuff
you see
and no
it.
Socks.
It's a talent.
You see it.
That's a lie.
It's a talent.
That is a lie.
He is nose blind to his own feet. That's what that is. I don't know how we started there on a Tuesday, but that is where we are. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. That number, 713-572-4610. Plus, we also got the Twitch, which is 610 Houston, and the YouTube, of course, Sports Radio 610, where you can watch us live and just watch various videos that we have from the shows all over the place. We're still waiting, eagerly waiting, in fact, or maybe dreadfully waiting. Like, how are you waiting for this news about
anxiously?
Anxiously. Okay, that
anxiously.
Is, I always go to the word man himself.
You're
John
the word
Lopez.
Man too, right,
I don't
Figgy?
Know about that.
Yeah.
There
we
are
got
some
a good
words,
thing going here.
But I feel
people
like,
are going to learn vocab.
Including me.
Including me. That guy's dropping Pyrrhic on our asses yesterday.
That is true. That is true. I did use.
I'm back here Googling.
I'll try and make sure it makes sense in context at the very least. But yes, anxiously awaiting and trying to figure out news about Stephon Diggs, wide receiver, where's number one for your Houston Texans. Obviously, we saw against the Colts on Sunday him plant that right foot and then just kind of crumple to the ground. So non-contact injury is what happens, and it's clearly that knee. He went right to the sideline,
grabbed his knee.
They had the tent up, and he's just going straight to the locker room. They throw the tent down because they know he's not going in there, and he does not return to the game. And that all of that would seem to indicate something bad. Yesterday, D'Amico Ryans, when asked about it, was very quick. We're evaluating it, and we'll let you know basically. And so we're all in the dark here, but we almost have to assume the worst. And some of the reason why that is we see some of the reporting on this. So, Figgy, if you could help me out here. Ian Rappaport talked about the Stephon Diggs situation. This is what one of those insiders has to say about it.
This could be a potentially significant blow for the Houston Texans. If Stephon Diggs is out an extended period of time with that non-contact knee injury you're seeing right there, did not look good. The vibes are not good. Pretty safe to say he is not expected to play this Thursday against the Jets in a short week. In the practice report they gave out, he was listed as a DNP estimated practice because they didn't actually practice. Head coach D'Amico Ryan saying they need to get more tests and continue evaluating his knee. Have not talked to anyone yet who said he's fine, don't worry about it. Still evaluating, still see. Just doesn't sound very good for Stephon Diggs. And I would say this, general manager Nick Caserio is someone who has never been shy about making a trade. If Diggs has to miss extended period of time, no doubt he is going to be working the phones to see if a trade is possible.
All right, so let's set aside the trade thing. Let's just talk about Diggs and what we're hearing, and more specifically not hearing. They are pretty, you know, the close vested, close, you know, whatever you want to call it. when it comes to injuries. But if it's
they play the cards close to their chest.
Yeah. But if it's something that they think is going to be short term, they do say that. They do say, oh, it's not that big a deal, or you know, whatever, however they put it.
And then they just don't tell us anything when it's supposed to be long term.
They say, we expect him back. They don't necessarily give you the time. But to not say anything is, I mean, I think it's telling, right?
I don't know. I bounce back and forth here, right? Because yesterday, I said it again with the handoff with Payne and Pendergast. Yeah. Yesterday, I was like, it feels like these things we get a pretty early read on, mm-hmm. right? Usually, and you mentioned they play their cards close to the vest. They're kind of tight-lipped about this. But usually there's some level of indication that, ooh, yeah, they're fearing.
We think he'll be back. He'll be fine.
That it might be an ACL tear or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And that is me, you know, kind of giving the landscape. That's not me saying that's what the Texans are, just in case you're listening.
Yeah.
But, we didn't get anything like that. So I was like, okay, maybe. And then he undergoes an MRI yesterday. And I did forget that it usually takes about a day to get back an MRI. So that today should be the day when they're able to kind of do that. But mm-hmm. it felt like if it was going to be a major thing like that they would have some level of understanding already. And the fact that they don't made me wonder if the longer that we go, that this is just like, hey, there's actually not, it's not as bad as it seems. And we're just trying to kind of figure out where exactly we are.
However,
me, I feel like they probably holding out hope for
that's where I am.
They holding out hope for maybe a sprain or something like that. One of those MCL sprains or something like that could keep you out multiple weeks.
Have either of y'all ever hurt your knee? Like an MCL. I've had a meniscus on this knee, and I've had a medial collateral on this one.
Oh, I'm going to be the jerk here because I have not really hurt myself. No broken bones. The worst real
Iron Man over here.
I got like a few ankle sprains playing basketball, and then I had knee tendonitis from like a lot of standing.
Right.
But other than that, like
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tear in each knee, and I can tell you, and this is speaking to what you just said about they're kind of holding out hope. They have an idea. Because as soon as you hurt your knee, the doctors or the athletic trainers, they have a pretty good idea as they're examining it on the field of what it is. So the whole idea of like maybe they're holding out hope, that could be true, but they do have an idea of what it is already.
Yeah, you kind of hear like a lot of athletes saying they're getting a second opinion, a third opinion,
something
stuff.
Like that.
I think they're just covering all grounds. They don't want to jump out the window and say he's out for the season and all that stuff. And maybe he can come back later in the year or something. I think they just kind of holding out hope and kind of covering all ground.
Okay, so let's evaluate this. Let's look at this a little bit closer. First of all, the trade for Stephon Diggs that's made in April of this year. You send a second round pick, or the Vikings' second round pick, in fact, from next year. Mm-hmm. You got an additional second round pick from the Vikings. You send that on to Buffalo in exchange for Stephon Diggs and a fifth round pick this season. And then also you sent the second round pick from the draft earlier this year. But that trade, any level of regrets now knowing that, or like let's assume that it is a long-term injury and that he might be done for the season, right? If that's the case, any regrets on that trade whatsoever?
I really don't. I don't know where you guys stand. We didn't even talk about this before the show when we were, talking about the show, et cetera. I really don't. You've got 7+ games out of him. He's not gotten less than 5 catches in any games. He's been significant in some of those wins. You wouldn't want more. We're all greedy, you know. But I don't think it was a bad trade. I don't have any regrets. Figgy?
Oh, the hesitance was big.
I love Stephon Diggs. Yeah. I think he brings a special type of energy to this team. But it's hard to say I don't regret it at all because I thought we was going to get a little more out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at somebody like I'm going to channel my Ocho, my inner Ocho here. But Brian Thomas Jr. was right there. You could have drafted him. Like, I do think about that type of stuff because, like, I think the one reason I was super excited to get Stephon Diggs was I know Nico Collins was going to be the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah.
If I knew that, I would have been like, oh, we don't need Stephon Diggs then. We could draft the receiver and put somebody else right there. But I do, I wouldn't say regret, but I do think about the other options that could have been.
One of the things that...
It's on you, first of all. You answer.
I don't regret it.
Yeah.
But I do have some questions about, like, and I can understand if somebody did, because one of the things that we haven't talked about as much, but we've kind of mentioned in passing from time to time, Tank, it does feel like when Tank Dell had the opportunity in this game, mm-hmm. once Stephon Diggs wasn't there, this is where you start to see him begin flourishing again. This is where you see him lock in. And there is a question to be asked if... it's a harsh way of putting it, but I'm having a hard time finding the right way of putting it. So apologies ahead of time. But like, did the acquisition of Stephon Diggs operate as like a temporary development stopper for this wide amount of talent that you have?
I don't think that's unfair. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, it immediately goes to the point of, you know, is a trade now a possibility? Because you are an offense that has all these weapons and now you're down. Well, right now you're down two weapons, but you'll get Nico back, and you're going to be down a weapon with Diggs. It does speak to that. I don't know. I, as I said yesterday, I think it's not outrageous to think that could happen. But to your point, Tank Dell, hell, Xavier Hutchinson. You know, we heard Nick Caserio talking on the coach's show. Like, it seems like when he's been called upon, he's made a big play here and there. Tank Dell starting to flourish. So I don't know where they're landing on replacing Diggs, if in fact he needs to be replaced. But I don't regret bringing him in. I mean, you're 6-2 in large part because of some of the plays that he made.
Yeah, and then also, but I think the interesting thing is going forward, right, Nico Collins hopefully should return. He'll be eligible to return after the Jets game at the very least, mm-hmm. right? Hopefully you'll see him return at that point, and you have kind of that tip of the spear, number one wide receiver back again, and all the talent that you have. But towards the end of the season, right, remember, this is probably, like, seeing this injury happen, you have to be happy in some ways that Nick Caserio handled the Stephon Diggs contract the way he did, but he's going to be a free agent. One, do you imagine that this might lessen the amount if you did want to bring him back? And two, do you think that this is that's a good look on bringing him back? He hasn't dealt with many injuries over the course of his career. I'm talking about like groin strains, mm-hmm. a knee strain in 2016, a patella strain in 2021. Like nothing that's particularly like super damaging, and all of them pretty far back in his career.
Yeah.
Do you have any concerns about maybe bringing him back possibly to this team next year?
I think it's definitely going to be something that you consider, because I don't think the price is going to be as high as you might expect, because, you know, he is getting up there a little bit. He'll be 31 next year, and he is coming off of this season where he was effective, but to Figgy's point, maybe not dominant. But I don't leave it off the table to bring him back. That's for dang sure.
That's where Caceres has been. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that he was particularly committal on the idea that, yeah, we're definitely bringing him back, but mm-hmm. he did not necessarily come from a place where that was off of the table. And it feels like nothing changes, even if he has an ACL tear. Now, depending on if...
It's 9 months to a year.
9 months to a year, right? If it's an earlier one, I think it makes him more palatable, right? Because that then puts him right about the start of the season, as opposed to if he goes a full year where you're mm-hmm. getting back midway through the season, which it's a lot. I think at that point, it's a lot less desirable to bring him back. But of course, this is all reckless speculation. We don't have any insight into whether he is, you know, what the degree of injury is. As they're continuing to figure that out, we'll give you any level of update as we get it on Stephon Diggs, but you know, waiting with bated breath to find out what exactly happened on that plant during the course of that game to his right knee. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, inspired by the very end of that game against the Colts, where the quarterback just decided he didn't want to play for a snap. What's the most embarrassing time you tapped out? Let us know on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.